Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, then I remember I got a massage in Sarasota on the way back, but it wasn't a dirty massage.
Yeah, it was.
No, I wanted it to be, but it wasn't.
I was telling everybody at Kawa how you're the dirty massage master.
I'm not the dirty massage master, but like...
Because they didn't understand how why people actually do that and that it happens. Like, oh man, Drew, he's had them all the time. He knows where to go.
Well, I mean, I don't have them all the time, but I have had them and I enjoy them.
I know, that's what I told everybody.
Right. I enjoy the massage part more than anything else, though.
Please.
No, the massage is nice. Like, I want a girl who gives a good massage, but then at the end, if she just decides that there's going to be some help involved, that's fine. Non-Asians only need apply. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Like, look at this ad right here, okay?
Oh, jeez.
This lady's in North St. Pete, right where we are.
Okay.
Getting regular body work is an important part of a healthy lifestyle.
By the way, are those her pictures on the side where she's just one of her pictures is showing cleavage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how you know you're probably going to get a little bit extra.
Gross.
When you see the giant cleavage.
That's somebody's grandma, man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You don't want that from a grandma.
Well, she's got 15 years experience.
Experience counts.
I love what I do. Let my intuitive touch find all of your aches and pains.
Oh, that's a cop.
I do a combination deep tissue and a light, delicate, slow, sensual touch.
I have three arms.
I'm also really accomplished at doing glute work.
Oh, yeah, she's...
Oh, that is my girl.
That's the code word right there. You doing any glute work?
Looking forward to hearing from you. Prostate therapy is also available. Therapy?
Yeah.
Inquire about it when we talk.
There's only one way to rub that thing.
Hmm. What? Is that common? Because you're an expert at being able to read between the lines in the ads. Prostate therapy?
There's no between the lines in that.
No. Yeah, no.
It's between the cheeks. I've never seen those words together like that.
Would you see a woman like that to give you what you needed?
She wouldn't be my first choice.
Okay, but you wouldn't turn it down?
No, I mean, you show up and she's going to give you a massage.
And more.
Well, like, my prostate has some emotional issues, you know? It was abandoned by its parents at a very young age. It needs some therapy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you haven't shown your prostate to a doctor probably ever.
Yeah, you might want to go to a doctor for that.
Oh, well, the doctor's not going to be therapeutic. She's going to be therapeutic and show it a little love.
With gloves?
I don't know. I would hope so for her sake.
Is that the first dirty massage ad you've ever read that says prostate therapy?
I've seen them say prostate. I've never seen them say therapy.
Is that it, or is there actually prostate therapy?
I don't know.
And what? Yeah, what is she?
You want to call her, Nikki, and see if she wants to go on the air with us?
I would love to know what prostate therapy is.
She probably won't, but...
Probably not, because she's a cop or she's doing dirty things on the side.
She definitely doesn't look like a cop. Now, I don't like the cigar that she's smoking in this one. That's just repulsive.
That's innuendo.
Disgusting. Oh, innuendo. I see what you did there.
I know.
Because of the prostate. Like, she goes innuendo.
No.
That's her prostate checker.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Then I don't need that kind of therapy in my life.
When she's done.
No, I know.
By the way, I just got to let everybody know who's listening. You had that dirty massage ad pulled up within a matter of seconds when you started Googling.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know what you're doing, man.
I know this. You have to go to the massage section because that's where the legit massage ladies are.
Can you send it to me so I can call her?
Sure. No problem whatsoever. Yeah, I have it pulled up. I know where to find them.
That lady definitely, just now that I see the picture, she's doing whatever. Whatever you need, buddy. Anything? She's got you.
All right, Nikki, it's headed your way. Yes, I want to send without a subject.
Does that lady come to your house, or do you have to go see her?
I'm not going to her house. I mean, I'm not taking her to my house.
Okay.
Let's see. Please call any day to make an appointment. I can be available on short notice. Thank you. Don't let the area code fool you. I'm local. 7 days a week, 10 to 7. I'm currently able to take credit cards.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, she swipes it between your cheeks. So I don't know. I imagine she's in North St. Pete, so she's literally got to be up the road from us somewhere. She's probably in those apartments right there, probably where her studio is.
I don't like this.
What don't you? She's a mature American woman.
It's a cop, I'm telling you.
That's not a cop.
She's not a cop. I don't. Therapeutic hands will leave you happy and healthy, mature American woman. And non-Asian, so she meets my criteria. Let's find out if something is okay or not okay.
It's time for another round of
It's Okay, It's Not Okay.
All right, so Kevin covered in the kitchen Walmart, and this is a Florida story to end all Florida stories. Walmart in Florida has taken down a large display of Coke products that depicted the Twin Towers at the World Trade Center after a Twitter user posted a photo of it. Large banner showing the skyline of Lower Manhattan. Twin Towers hung over two pillars made up of stacked cartons of Coke Zero with the words, "We will never forget." The banner carrying the logos of Coca-Cola and Walmart also said 9-11-01, the date of the terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in Manhattan, the Pentagon, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, 15 years ago this Sunday. Right below that banner was another sign saying Rollback 333, referring to a special price for the Coke Zero, Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, and other soft drink cartons that comprised the display. People are, of course, outraged on Twitter because that's where people get outraged. Is this okay or is this not okay? We are so sensitive when it comes to 9/11 that we can't wait to express outrage at anyone who tries to depict anything whatsoever involving September 11th.
Well, they're not knocking down the Coke displays like the mattress company did in San Antonio, where they knock the mattresses down and then say, "We'll never forget."
Right. It's just a display of the Twin Towers made out of Coke boxes. Is that okay? 727-579-1025.
This is Walmart's doing.
Right.
Not Coca-Cola's doing.
Correct.
I think if Coca-Cola found out about this, they'd be pissed.
I agree.
And the Pepsi folks are laughing at them.
Pepsi likes us. Before we go into that, though, Nikki was good enough to get the massage lady on the phone with us. Kathleen?
Hi, Drew.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How about you?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you. Do you actually listen to our radio program?
I do. I was listening a little earlier with the Rock Around the Clock, and I forget the song the gentleman sang afterwards, but yeah.
She called me a gentleman.
That's great. Well, I can't even believe we were talking about massages, and I just happened to, the first ad I pulled up said American Lady, and I pulled it up, and it's you. And we were reading the ad because Seth can't believe that there are massage services available, places where, you know, people can get a little bit more of a massage. And sometimes I like those. Sometimes I like a legitimate massage. And we looked at your ad, and the phrase prostate therapy intrigued me. And we've never even heard that phrase before. What exactly is that?
Well, I can tell you, I am a legitimate massage in the context, like my ad says. In other words, you will get a good massage. But prostate, I had so many clients inquire about it that I went ahead and found someone who knew more than I. And I used to be a paramedic, so I have some medical background. But anyway, it's just, you know, men often like their prostate being manipulated, and it's much different than when you go into the doctor and you're having a prostate exam.
I
can tell
so.
You that for sure.
Good.
Right. And anyway, it's just, you know, have found it to be
pleasurable.
Right, for some people.
Sure. And you like to let guys know who are into that kind of thing that that you are making that service available.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, in the industry, what I've discovered is very often providers give what's called a rub and tug.
Yeah.
And you don't get any massage at all.
Right.
Which I just find shocking because, you know, between the lactic acid, you know, manipulating out of your muscles, you have incredible endorphin releases in your brain. Once I had this kid who'd never had a massage ask me if I drugged him. He called me 40 minutes after the massage and was really cute, and I'm like, "No, baby, it's all you."
Man, I might need to hire you.
And that's the thing is that I like the massage element of it. I don't want a rub and tug. And what I try to explain to Seth
but
is,
you do, but
no,
you do.
I like the tug part, but I want more. I like the entire massage experience. I want a legit massage. But then sometimes at the end, not every time. Sometimes at the end, if the lady's like, "Would you like to flip over?" Sure, but more important than that. is the massage itself. Does that make any sense, Kathleen?
Of course, and even if you don't get the tug, my clients all slip over. You work on, you know, your the top of your thighs and your abdomen and pelvic floor. I mean, there's a lot, you know, to do on the front besides that.
Well, certainly. Well, gosh, you sound like a lovely lady. And it says you're in North St. Pete. Are you near our radio station?
You know, I don't know where 102.5 The Bone is.
Well, we are in the Winn-Dixie Plaza where the Cody's Roadhouse is, right next to our very good friends at Thai Walk.
4th Street and Gandy, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty close to that.
Excellent. All right, I'll have to keep that in mind.
Nice pictures.
Very nice pictures on the on the website.
What do you wear when you're giving a massage? Do you wear what you're wearing in the pictures?
No, usually like just a pair of shorts and a tank top or something. I mean, you know, I will admit the temperature of the room is important so the client isn't cold. But, you know, I have to be comfortable, you know, his comfortability is far more important than mine. But I just can't have on a lot of clothes because I get really warm. You know, you build up amount of energy while you're doing it. Okay, settle down.
I was going to say, how much to lose the top?
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Funny. Thank you. And finally, my boss, John Brennan, said, since you offer prostate therapy, you must be the Fraser Crane of the prostate world.
I don't get it. I didn't watch a lot of Fraser. He wasn't my favorite character.
He was a therapist. Oh, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Oh. All right. Well, listen.
Yes. Really quick, I got to tell you one more thing.
Sure.
I used to do radio in St. Louis and in North Dakota, and I was on the air with Stephen D.C. in St. Louis, and I know you know those guys.
Oh, I do. Do I ever know those guys? They are legendary.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. And, Steve is a quality human being.
Yeah,
DC, not so much.
Yeah, Steve really carries the show. DC, I'm like, I could take or leave him.
Right, yeah, I agree. But DC and I went up and did a show in North Dakota, which was really unusual.
Sure.
Not called the Great White North for nothing.
I see what she's putting up there. Well, listen, thank you, Kathleen. We'll be contacting you soon, and I appreciate the time, and I appreciate the knowledge you dropped on us about prostate therapy.
Yeah, thanks, Drew.
Absolutely. Take care, all right?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We now return you to Drew Garabo Live.
Well, I was wandering around the hallways during the break getting my Apple. And lo and behold, I found one of my favorite people in the building, the very beautiful and talented Carmen from Mike Alta's show. Hello, Carmen.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Those of you who were listening last week may remember that Carmen joined us from the NSMRMSAPA.
I literally just did recaps of these. NMRA.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
She was out in Bradenton, and I said, why don't you come back here and make out with me? She said, absolutely. But it took her a little bit of time to get here, so our effort was thwarted.
Well, Dennis was driving extremely slow.
Yeah. He had no interest in getting her here.
It's a little bit of a drive.
Plus,
and I'm actually going to be down there this Friday as well, so I'm going to be calling in to talking to you.
Can't
so
wait.
Two in 1 week. Woo-woo.
That is exciting. Double Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
But Dennis on Bone TV, a lot of people know. We don't want to say that he is crushing on Carmen, but I think it's safe to say that he's romantically interested in you.
I want to say romantically. I would say heart throbbing.
That's a word. That is a word. Oh, he just put up Carmen, putrid bitch, up on the screen on Bone TV. That's not true. So Dennis was the obstacle to Carmen and I swapping spit last week because he still has it for you. We told Dennis that we would plug his podcast if he would give the green light to Carmen and I locking lips.
Multiple plugs.
I mean, countless plugs,
now,
at least one an hour.
Why does he have to approve of this?
It's a great question, Soul Brother Kevin.
Okay, so this is my thing, because me and Dennis are friends,
mm-hmm.
and he has openly admitted his feelings for me at one point in time.
Yes.
So, but we still hang out, and we leave it as friendship. But
you tease him.
But I don't tease
you
him.
You drag him along.
But there will always be that underlying...
Sure.
you know, emotional ties between us. So I just feel like out of respect and out of for our friendship and for each other.
And you want to keep the false hope going.
I just want him to know that I respect him that much that I won't make out with people in front of him.
Ah, I see.
It's,
all right.
You know.
So you're going to make him watch on the bone TV?
That's
no,
reasonable.
I said I wouldn't. Like, I need his approval unless he tells me. Like, he's right. my pimp at this point.
I got you. And I
look
did
at this pimp.
I did admit last week that my fondness and infatuation for you goes in waves based on the cruise behavior. Like when leading up to the cruise, I'm very into you and I think, man, I'm Carmen's so hot, she's so fun. And then we go on the cruise and I see cruise Carmen. So immediately then you go into this category and it's like, but then as it's further removed from the cruise, I forget about what you were like on the cruise.
5 months
right.
go by.
It's been 5 months. So now you're getting back to appealing to me. Now here's a very angry Dennis in the studio with us.
Hey, babe.
Angry.
Did you say, hey, babe?
Yeah.
Dennis, we offered to plug your as-of-yet-unnamed podcast on our show here. If you would green light, Carmen and I mean, just think of the numbers for Bone TV alone.
What's the nature of the plug?
I would say we give their website.
All right, here's what we'll do. I'll negotiate with them.
Thank you, Seth.
Okay. We'll give you an on-air plug every hour for the rest of the show today. So you get a 3 o'clock plug, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Damn.
And
it's only Wednesday. I just want to point out.
Okay.
And we will do social media. We will promote your individual social media accounts and we will promote your podcast account.
You're giving away everything. I want this bit to happen.
How many followers do you have, Seth?
I have like 17,000. Drew's got like 60,000.
58,900.
I don't know. I think I'm like maybe like 100 away from like 40. And you know, if you ever just tweet at me, I'll retweet you, babe.
She's Booby Carr. Oh,
wow. Damn.
She calls you babe. That's great.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of deceiving, though.
So. Yeah, not leading you on at all. So, yeah, social media plugs, radio plugs, and think of the number of people watching on Bone TV, thus making you look good for producing such a spectacle on Bone TV. Our numbers today are they're undoubtedly going to crush.
I mean, I think it's a green light. This sounds pretty nice to me.
You like it? Oh, that was easy.
He's pretty simple. He really called
Thanks,
our
Dennis.
Bluff there.
Do I get to make out with anybody or no?
Seth.
No, okay.
I'll do a long hug if you want.
Nikki, will you? Would you make the greatest sacrifice?
No.
Okay. That was pretty unfair.
What if y'all could do it like a three-way type of deal? And then
yeah!
Dennis said he's not
spring,
left out.
Because it's spring break, so it's spring break triple kiss.
And look, you can get on one side of her tongue, and he gets on the other, so your tongues
God.
Won't.
My tongue is not that large.
It's big enough.
I don't want a tongue DP action. Our chins might touch, and that's kind of gay.
What was it that got you to say yes so easily, Dennis? Was it the social media plugs? What was it?
Yeah, the social media plugs really did it in for me. I mean,
sure.
the every hour on a Wednesday seems all right, but the social media sounds nice.
Yeah, we'll hulk them up nice and big.
Okay.
All right.
Is Carmen cool with it?
That's what I was just going to ask her. I just looked over her and she was like, I wasn't expecting this.
I didn't think this was going to happen.
Me either. It's up to Booby Carr.
As much.
Oh, no. Now Dennis is going to have to pressure you to do it.
Well, so this is my only holdup because I would love to make out with you, Drew.
Whatever.
Trust me.
I know what's coming. I've heard rejection before.
I don't know. I'm just saying there's been times, especially like you say, like on the cruise, not after the cruise because after cruise Carmen is blah.
Right.
During cruise, Carmen is still
fun.
High.
Yeah.
So there's definitely been times where I was pro, like heavy make out. But to be honest, I just ate a salad with lots of onions and some tzatziki sauce. Okay.
Ooh, Dennis
tzatziki.
Always has gum.
Huh?
I do
Dennis
have gum.
Always has gum.
I have gum too.
Oh, she's taking the gum.
I'm gonna get the gum. Everybody
got gum. Dennis is always prepared.
He is.
Great guy.
I know.
Can't wait to plug his podcast.
Okay, I have
a girl,
question.
Kiss him. Yeah.
How long?
However long you want. I'm not here to like force you into anything. It's gotta be 15 seconds whether you like it or not. However long Dennis can stand it before he punches me.
Well, we'll plug the Carmen episode.
The Carmen episode of the podcast. Very
that's
good.
Perfect. That's very good. So she sat in on an episode with you guys.
Where, it was great.
Where you basically professed your love for her.
I don't think that happened. But.
Okay.
I think it was episode 7 for when you're going through the unnamed podcast catalog later.
Thanks, man. Oh, very nice. It's entirely up to you, Carmen. You call the shots. I'm just going to sit here and you can make it as long or as short as you want.
When was the last time you moisturized your lips?
Moisturized my lips?
Yeah.
With what?
You did yesterday.
Chapstick.
Remember you moisturized, you FaceTime me and said, oh, I'm moisturizing my lips right now.
Yeah, I like to FaceTime Seth and go, look how I'm moisturizing my lips.
What kind of toothpaste do you use?
I use Colgate Ultra, whatever the type is that really makes your teeth shine white.
Automatic or manual?
Automatic. Come on. I don't trust myself manually. I got to have the little machine to tell me when I'm done.
Okay. Okay, let's ease into it with a peck.
Okay.
And then see how it goes.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. I'm a pecker. Thank you. Can you.
What are you doing?
I'm moisturizing.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to moisturize.
Second,
you don't want the dry mouth.
Don't forget to plug his podcast after this.
I will. Okay. I mean, I will forget. Okay. Let me put the tip back on that. All right. Now, I will keep.
No guarantee. Oh,
just the tip. Yeah. I'm going to keep my mouth closed, and if you want to force it open, then it's up to you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just make sure you get this on Bone TV.
God, we've never kissed, have we?
No.
Oh my God, this is so great. Okay.
Hi.
I can't believe we've never kissed before.
I know.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing? I'm good. It's just really nice to see you.
Me too.
I can't believe this is going to happen. Oh, there's Seth.
This is awesome. This is so great.
All right. Okay.
Why do you yell? It's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Stop it.
Yeah.
This is great.
Stop it, bro.
You guys really should rotate just a little bit this way. Okay. Yeah, that. Yeah.
So Dennis can see?
For Bone TV.
Oh, okay. Sure. All right. Okay.
This isn't good for me.
Okay.
Get out of here,
Seth. You're ruining
God.
It.
Yeah, you creeped her out. You
totally ruined it.
Oh, well, people on Twitter are going to love it.
The crowded table.
How's Dennis? Dennis, how are you feeling right now?
The crowded table's over because I'm going to go kill myself.
Was that tough for you to watch?
It was interesting.
The crowded table is available on SoundCloud. Their Twitter is One Crowded Table. It is John, Promo John. It is Dennis. It is Jake. It's a fantastic podcast. You can listen to them discuss many topics ranging from Duck Dynasty to stripper party tricks.
John owes you, man.
I'm gonna
he really does.
He does. You really put it out there for your show.
I'm going to tweet. God, you are something.
Your lips.
I know, your lips.
Thank you for moisturizing.
No problem. Thank you for kissing me. I keep looking up at Dennis, feeling like I betrayed him. All right. Let's take a moment for us. I'm flustered.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was better.
I like when she put her hands kind of on your cheeks.
I know, and I knew not to touch her face because she doesn't like that.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I know you
See,
don't like
you
that.
Know me.
I know, I do.
much better than Holly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was better than. I mean, I like.
Yeah,
Holly.
But I heard that was way more awkward than just Seth forcing his camera between your faces. So.
Yes, it was. There were many extenuating circumstances there that made it very, very awkward indeed. Not like that though. Wow. Okay. All right. So let's take a moment for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Crowded table. I'm gonna be. Oh, poor Dennis. He already left.
Oh no. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel bad for Dennis.
Me too.
Fine. I'll go kiss him.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, Carmen, for being here. And I'll tweet out the information for the crowded table, and then we'll come back and tell you about these horrible parents and what they did for their kid who had meningitis or something like that. Wow.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.